Good morning this morning. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Ships and Ports, the voice of the Nigerian maritime industry, right here on Radio 1103.5 FM in Lagos. We are here, always here, to bring you the very best of information from Nigeria's shipping sector. I am Bolaji Akinola.
And I am Shulamai Tunwofunyeku. Good morning.
The high volume of traffic which characterizes Apapa and adjoining areas resurfaced weekend, and of course it continued all through to yesterday after truck drivers and operators suspended their 10-day strike and resumed evacuation of cargo from the nation's seaports. The truckers had embarked on the strike to protest the implementation of the Lagos State traffic law, which restricted their movements to night time. That's from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. within the Lagos metropolis. Reports reaching Ships and Ports indicate that the state governor, Akinwumi Ambode, has directed security operatives to suspend implementation of the law till further notice.
Chairman Association of Maritime Truck Owners, Amatuchi Fremi Ogunbemi, will lead the truckers to a meeting with officials of the Lagos State Ministry of Transport over the weekend, confirmed the development. The government's directive was necessitated by the need to stop further carnage on the roads in the wake of the accident involving a container-laden truck which fell off Ojuelegba Bridge in Surulere 3 weeks ago, killing 3 persons. The resumption of the operations of the trailers is already aggravating traffic into Apapa as motorists at the weekend had a Kulen tax trying to enter Apapa from the island. The trailers took over the entire length of the Ijora Bridge, connecting Apapa from Ijora, such that other motorists who drove onto the bridge hoping to connect Apapa were forced to a standstill. It was also the same scenario on Sunday, as most of the vehicles heading for Apapa from the mainland and island meandered through the bridge. Officials of the task force on Apapa traffic, who had typically maintained order on the road, were not in sight, thereby aggravating the situation. Stakeholders, however, believe the situation will be brought under control once the task force operatives return fully to work. Ogunbemi also assured that the gridlock would clear within the next 48 hours. He said that various stakeholders had been working tirelessly with the Nigeria Customs Service to clear backlog of trucks at the ports to allow vehicles to maneuver.
Okay, so the trucks can now move during the day. Yeah. And what we are seeing is the result of the pile-up that happened within the 10 days of the strike. So for 10 days, there was no evacuation of cargo from the ports because of the truckers' strike as a result of the implementation of the law. Now they have a mutual understanding. Lagos State government, mind you, has not come out to say we are not implementing. Yeah, government has been silent, but the trucks have been moving without being molested, which means there is some kind of unwritten agreement somewhere that they should continue to work. But yes, the task force is back. Yesterday was hellish for a lot of Lagosians within the metropolis who tried to move from one point to the other because the truck queue backed up from Apapa all through to
Ikorodu Road.
Ikeja was practically paralyzed. People were diverting to Third Mainland Bridge, and that also created its own share of problems and a whole lot. But the task force is back now. Don't forget there was effective control even before the strike happened. But because of the strike, even the task force had to go and rest. Mm. Now they are back. I can see already that they are working to restore order. The backlog pile up inside the port, and then all the trucks practically came at once. And don't forget, this week ends tomorrow.
Yeah, Wednesday.
So people also want to take delivery of their cargo before the holidays. They want to quickly take advantage. So a whole lot of rush is happening. And that, in my opinion, contributed to the gridlock. But gradually, we are beginning to see some level of sanity return. And I think by tomorrow, Thursday, we'll see a total solution to that problem, Napapa. And when Lagosians see this kind of a thing from the trucks, they don't have sympathy for them. So they just say, look, ban the trucks, get them off the road.
Allow them to fly during the
In fact, ban them completely. Even at night, don't let them move at all. See, that is the occupational hazards that the truckers have to face. Now, the Nigerian Maritime Administration and Safety Agency, NIMASA, said the 3 staff it recently disengaged from its service were found to have been illegally employed into the agency by its former estranged Director General, Patrick Akpobolokemi. An administrative investigation conducted by the agency revealed that the employment of the three officers at the twilight of the administration of Patrick Akpobolokemi did not follow due process required for employment into the civil service, the Masa's head of public affairs, Haji Alamitu Maka, said in a press release she sent to Ships and Ports over the weekend.
She said, contrary to speculation in some sections of the media, and not Ships and Ports, that Nimasa has disengaged 200 staff in its employ, only these three persons whose engagement had also irregularities have been asked to leave. She, however, did not disclose the identities of the sacked workers.
Okay, so this is different. This is just, okay, those that we see, so that were employed shoddily and quickly send them out. There is a committee, a separate committee set up by the Federal Ministry of Transport that is verifying all the employment carried out by Patrick Akpobolokemi while he held sway at Nimasa from 2010 all through to 2015. And I tell you, he abused a lot of processes. He rode roughshod over that agency. We've talked severally about it on this program. A lot of the master staff are going to see themselves demoted, especially those who were employed between 2010 and 2015. There are, some of them are going to be demoted. Some of them are still going to be asked to leave the service. And a lot of them are beginning to make all sorts of noise and all of that. There is no need for that. The way they were employed was wrong. And if they feel aggrieved, they are free to go to court. Why? I think it is very unfortunate that a young man like Patrick Akpobolokemi had the opportunity to leave and to lead such a big and important agency like Nimasa, and what he did was to mess up that opportunity. Now, here from there, a Nigerian, Dr. Benedict Orama, yesterday formally assumed office as the new president of Afrexim Bank in Cairo. That is the Africa Export Import Bank. It's a kind of development bank set up to promote Africa trade.
Orama was elected president of the bank in Lusaka in June. At the last annual general meeting of the bank was inaugurated in Cairo. He's the second Nigerian to head the bank after Chris Edoju, the pioneer president of the bank. Speaking after the ceremony, Orama assured stakeholders of his determination to promote intra-Africa trade and move the bank to greater heights. He said that over-reliance on extra-Africa trade had made it difficult for most economies in the continent to wean themselves off commodities. He therefore said that intra-African trade held the key to a technology-driven growth of the continent and for attainment of dynamic comparative advantage in production and export of manufactured goods and services.
And the immediate past flag officer commanding Eastern Naval Command of the Nigerian Navy, Rear Admiral Henry Babalola, on Friday said that the Navy in that command arrested 30 ships involved in illegal activities on the high sea over the last 9 months. He said the ships were arrested for conveying adulterated crude oil and other stolen products on the waterways. Babalola, who has been redeployed as Chief of Naval Training and Operations, said this in Calabar, the Cross River State capital, when he handed over to Rear Admiral Atiku Abdul Kadir.
And stakeholders in the maritime sector have urged the federal government to provide a lasting solution to the moribund Warri port in Delta State. While speaking with newsmen in Warri yesterday, the stakeholders lamented that the prolonged inactivity of the port was counterproductive to the nation's economy. They said the port's underdevelopment had affected their businesses. The Warri-based importer, Austin Egbagbadie, identified dredging as a major constraint in the port. Egbagbadie, who is also the president of Delta Shipping Association, decried the lackluster attitude of the government towards addressing the challenges of the port. This kind port, I never see your type.
This kind port, now you dey grow our economy. My brother, my sister, as you dey see me so, belle just dey totori me. My belle dey sweet no be small because our port for Lagos don't dey better. This dey improve every day because the Ogbonge management of Nigerian Ports Authority, NPA Western Ports, they work around the clock to ensure say our port for Lagos, that is Lagos Port Complex, Apapa, Tinkan Island Port, and all other jetties and terminals, them stand gidigba for Africa. But shao, you self get work to do inside to make the dream happen. Oh, you will be truck driver, not put your truck anyhow for road. All of now
our esteemed customers nko. Make una no enter port anyhow, anyhow. Port no be where you go they do story or waka go anytime where you like. Now only when you get genuine business to do for the port, then make you go there. Join hand with NPA Western Ports to make the ports with the Lagos stand kaja. The Nigerian Ports Authority Western Ports, working for the good of the nation.
Ships and Ports, right here on Radio 1, 103.5 FM in Lagos. We are still here bringing you the very latest from the world of shipping. And quickly, we dash across now to the international scene. At least 13 migrants drowned, including 6 children, on Sunday while they were trying to reach the Greek island of Lebdo from Turkey in an inflatable boat. The dinghy went down after it crashed with a Turkish ferry in the vicinity of the Kanakale. Turkish Coast Guard said that 8 people were rescued from the dinghy that was carrying around 46 people before it collided with the ferry and sank. The Coast Guard sent a helicopter and several rescue boats to the site to help pluck the people from the water. And the latest tragedy comes as thousands of migrants resort to dangerous sea crossings in desperate attempts to reach Europe, particularly Germany and Scandinavian countries. It's a tragedy, I tell you. It's a human tragedy of monumental dimension that must be checked by all means. As we speak, over 400,000 people have tried to cross the Mediterranean Sea into Europe, running away from conflict, from hunger and poverty. Definitely the international community must rise up to do something about it, because it's not even about those who were able to make it. A lot more perish in the sea, and it's a daily occurrence. It happens practically every day. Hundreds of people lost their lives while trying to cross the sea on their way to Europe.
And 5 fishermen died and 4 have been missing since last Friday morning when their fishing boat collided with a cement carrier off the coast of Tuayan City, Taiwan's Maritime and Port Bureau reports. The ship, named Asia Cement No. 2, was on a routine voyage from Hualien to Tangchun when it collided with the boat in Taiwan's waters. 9 crewmen on board the fishing vessel went overboard after the collision, but there are no damages to the ship while its crew was on hand.
And diminishing profitability in the container shipping sector is expected to continue until the end of this year, keeping major carriers on the thin ice, and that is according to UK-based consultant Drury. And a 30% year-on-year increase in import container traffic at Liberia's largest port during the first half of this year suggests Liberia's economy is on the mend after last year's Ebola virus crisis. Please read more of all of this and other stories on our website, shipsandport.com.ng, or grab a copy of today's edition of the Ships and Port free daily newspaper. Our time is up. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back here again tomorrow, 9:15 a.m. for more from the nation's shipping sector. My name is Bolaji Akinola. God bless you.
And I am Shulamai Tunofeku. Thank you for listening.